ladies and gentlemen, and our friends beyond the binary, it is time to put your ears together for Indie A.
You'll give up your pursuit or we will fire at will.
I love you.
Oh, no.
So I want you to find this girl. Can you have a baby?
All praise the all-seeing eye.
Go ahead. Make my audio drama.
Sound engineer, we have a problem.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Don't see any other actors in this booth.
You can't handle the booth.
He's looking at you, Patreons.
Hello and welcome to Indie AF with me, Sarah Golding. This week,
something different.
Yes, it's the Top 5 Audio Fiction Picks Omnibus Show.
Yes.
All the folk who have very kindly shared their top 5 audio shows are here in this mix. No excuse not to find something else to listen to, folks. Woohoo! Do take notes and enjoy. Hello, folks of audio love and joy. It's Sarah Golding here with a different kind of episode today. I've collated all of the wonderful reviews that folks have given in less than 5 minutes. Most of the time, and are sharing some of the most exciting shows that they have found on their audio loving journey. So, what you're about to hear is a great mix of amazing shows to listen to, shared by, of course, listeners and creatives alike. And every single one is an absolutely wondrous soul for sharing their top five. Thank you for that, folks. And I know I made them choose five, but of course, they love so much more, which they did plea with me to let them have more. But no, I was like, five is your number. The number shall be 5. Although some did exploit this, but you'll see that. And that just makes the ones that are herein even more special. So, without further ado, and enough from me, here's Stephen Indrisano to start us off.
Whoops! Hey! What did you say? Enjoy your audio pictures of the day.
Oi!
Hi! This is Stephen Indrisano with an eclectic top 5 for you. I wanted to pick 5 shows that are all currently in production because as much as the Magnus Archives, Limetown, White Vault, Black Tapes, etc., etc., etc. are excellent, there are excellent shows coming out right now that deserve more support. So, starting off with probably the most mainstream show I'm loving right now, it's The Cellar Letters. The Cellar Letters started off as a Magnus Archives homage and has evolved into some of the best pandemic-era horror we've gotten in podcasting. It deals with themes of losing time, losing friends, and generally trying to keep sane during severe isolation. as someone who forgets things constantly, this show really speaks to me. Shifting to comedy, I want to recommend 2 Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. This is a dark comedy poking fun at the conspiracy theorist contingent, which is something particularly relevant to me and my fellow Americans. It's goofy and biting, but it's also really empathetic towards its characters. It's very much a show about how getting deeply invested in conspiratorial thinking leads to isolation, self-absorption, straight-up delusion. Speaking of relevant contemporary commentary, What Will Be Here is a contemplative near-future podcast about a group of eclectic people defying the global corporatocracy of definitely not Amazon to send a rocket ship into space as a kind of final transmission before global warming makes the Earth uninhabitable. It's hopeful and angry and sad and loving, and the vocal performances are just top-notch. Definitely check that out if you enjoyed all the sad parts of Bo Burnham's Inside. This is technically breaking my own rules in that it's not currently coming out anymore, but it was recently ended, so screw it. The Secret of St. Kilda is perfection. The performances are stellar, the writing is lovely, and it does something that I think more horror and dark fiction podcasts need to lean into, which is giving space for characters to be good to one another so that when things hit the fan, they hit that much harder. It's a super easy listen straight through, an easy week-long binge. I can't recommend it enough. Also, the accent and dialect work is so good. And finally, I wanted to shout out one of my favorite concept shows, Someone Dies in This Elevator. Someone Dies in This Elevator is aptly named because every single episode features a demise within a lift. This one is admittedly a bit of a conflict of interest for me. I've done a whole bunch of work on it, but I love how varied the show is. Some episodes are comedy, some are horror, and many are written by guests, and it's just always really lovingly produced, particularly for those interested in the community aspect of indie audio fiction. This is a great show to support, and yeah, that's my top five.
Thank you, Stephen. Here's Rob, the Cambridge geek.
Hi! Hello there. I'm the acquisitions librarian from the Library of Audio Fiction, usually found on Audio Drama Debut. I'm not entirely sure how I ended up on someone else's show, but if I know me, and I should do, I'm me, someone probably said the words RSS feed and Instinct took over. But since I'm here, and you asked me for 5 podcasts of the week, I have a list that might be useful. The 5th is Dreambound, about a person who finds themselves trapped in a video game and the constraints they find themselves under. Can they really trust their allies? 4th is Keepers of Alteria, about someone chosen to defend a portal to another world with some excellent lore and a bit of a puzzle I'm currently trying to solve. In 3rd place is Happy and We Know It, a creepypasta-based podcast looking back at the plot and history of a sitcom. You've heard rewatch podcasts before, but not like this. 2nd to last is Crowley Time, with me, Tom Crowley, with him, Tom Crowley. This one is more sketchy, but lightened up a recent drive significantly as I chortled my way past Charlie. And 1st and finally, it's Rusty Quill Gaming, mostly because they just finished their 6-year, 200-episode campaign with an epic battle and some worrying consequences. Looking forward to what comes next. Hope that keeps you busy, as I really must get back to the library. Cheerio.
Here's Chloe Hendry of The Secret of St. Kilda, the legend.
Hi!
Hello, hello. I'm Chloe, and I work on The Secret of St. Kilda. This week, and let's be honest, every week, I highly recommend you listen to The Amelia Project, Omen, Skyjacks, Malevolent, and Jar of Rebuke. And an extra special thank you to IndieAF for giving people this amazing opportunity to support each other. If you'd like to check out The Secret of St. Kilda, a new supernatural thriller, you can find us everywhere at The Kilda. And whatever time of day it is for you, listener, I hope you're having a good one.
Here's Newt Suttlecotty of Starsfell Radio and more.
Hi!
Hey Sarah, sorry for the laptop mic, but here are some of my top 5 audio fiction podcasts that I'm listening to right now. The Way Station. It's terrifying. It set a complete new bar, in my opinion, for horror audio drama in space, and it sounds absolutely gorgeous. Radio Outcast. The most fun you'll ever have with cowboys and 80s glam rock divas. Mission Rejected is so, so funny and has a wonderful cast chemistry, and all of the missions that they come up with are really cool and creative. The new season of Forgive Me is so nice and cozy and makes my heart so warm, and it's just the perfect thing to put a smile on your face. And finally, The Vanishing Act made my Jewish butt sit through an entire season-long Christmas special, so if that doesn't tell you how good and funny and beautifully done it is, I don't know what will.
Here's a fabulous Ella Watts of BBC Zombies Run and indie audiofic ambassador of audio love and joy. Strap in.
Hi.
Hello, listeners to Indie AF. I'm Ella Watts. I'm a podcast producer at BBC Studios. I'm also an audio fiction expert. I've worked as a producer or executive producer or runner or sound engineer or voice actor on a bunch of podcasts. I produced The Unseen Hour. I'm executive producer currently on The Orphans. I was a runner for Wooden Overcoats. I was a voice actor in Seddon. And I love indie audio drama so, so much. I also founded Audio Drama Day for London Podcast Festival and generally sort of go around the world telling people how wonderful indie audio drama is. So obviously I have a lot of recommendations. But my top 5 currently are Midnight Burger. Midnight Burger is a heartwarming, like lovely, lovely, gentle comedy. And the premise is everything in the universe always changes, except for this one diner. And as a result, the universe hates it. As the universe tries to get rid of the diner like an unwelcome, bit of dirt in its eye, the diner travels between dimensions, across time, and all across space, and has many shenanigans. The diner is staffed by 2 incredibly gifted, brilliant, genius scientists, 2 waiters, and a totally normal old-fashioned radio that plays, sort of Christian, like, music from, I'm gonna get the decade wrong, like, certainly early 20th century. It is such a beautiful show. It's really funny. It's really fun. It is the most Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy thing you'll have heard since Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's the kind of vibe it's got. Really funny, really silly, and occasionally so moving that it literally makes you cry. It's absolutely wonderful. My second recommendation is The Silt Verses. The Silt Verses is this incredible, epic horror dark fantasy series. And the premise of The Silt Verses is gods are real, but they look nothing like our gods. And people can create gods and kill gods in order to get things like corporate profit. The show follows two worshippers of an illegal god called the Trawler Man, who's a god of the river. And as they kind of journey through this world, the people who we at first think are kind of villains who we're following along, who, you know, do things like human sacrifice, actually maybe there's a lot more complexity to them. It is one of the most beautifully lyrically written podcasts that I have ever had the pleasure of listening to. The voice cast is absolutely incredible. Shout out to Maeve de Bruyn, shout out to Jimmy Yamaguchi. Oh my god, it's ridiculous. Binar also. It's also hella queer, and I love it so much. I love it so much. It is going to blow your mind. My third recommendation is Midst, M-I-D-S-T. Midst is an acid jazz science fantasy about, oh my goodness, about so many things. It's about a frontier in a kind of weird post-apocalyptic surreal world where night is un, and it is a physical darkness that transforms things and inverts them and twists them in impossible ways, replacing a woman's personality with frogs, for example. In this incredibly dangerous and strange world, there is an awful, awful society which has fully amalgamated moral virtue with financial wealth. And in this sort of empire called the Trust, your valor represents your good deeds, but it also represents your financial solvency. And your kingdom represents your bad deeds, but it also represents your debt. And it just so happens that the wealthiest people in Trust Society are the best people in Trust Society, right? It is a searing critique of late-stage capitalism. It is also a genuinely, fantastically compelling and original audio drama that I am absolutely obsessed with. It is so, so, so good. Please listen to Midst. My fourth recommendation is Apollyon. Now, Apollyon is from Faith McQuinn, the brilliant creator behind Boom and Margaritas and Donuts, and this one is a very near future sci-fi. Now, it is about a team of scientists who are working to develop a vaccine for a pandemic, for a flu pandemic. And so it's quite real, and I'd go in like kind of being careful with yourself, but I think that it has been made so, so well. It's all about like medical inequality and like access to healthcare and who we treat and how we treat them and the balance between the pressure to try and find like any solution but also to do it in the right way. The characters are incredibly grounded and really believable. The science is genuinely fascinating. And it is such a compelling and well-made subtle drama. I think it's really, really good, and I think it's massively underrated. So please listen to Apollyon. My final recommendation is one of the sort of resurgence of Mac Rogers and Gideon Media, where we got a lot of lovely stuff come out in 2021. My personal favourite absolutely had to be Give Me Away, which is one of the most powerful audio dramas that I have heard in the last 7 years. It's ridiculously good. Give Me Away, the premise is that an alien spaceship crash lands on Earth, but it's screaming. And it's all about the kind of humanitarian crisis that ensues, how the American government deals with that humanitarian crisis, and also how ordinary people respond and how ordinary people just want to be kind and just want to help. It's a really, really brilliant, powerful, compelling drama. There's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of really fantastic and interesting science fiction world building. It's really subtle. Like, it's the kind of sci-fi, I think, equivalent, like in the vein of something like Arrival. It's just brilliant. So yeah, listen to Give Me Away. And I know that this is top five, apologies Sarah, but whilst I'm at it, if you're listening to Gideon Media stuff, listen to God of Obsidian. It's a three-part drama about emotional abuse in a romantic couple, and It's hard listening, but again, it's very, very well written, and it really starkly and very kind of respectfully and carefully illustrates how emotional abuse is terribly, terribly violent. And it's something that we don't really talk about enough or take seriously enough, and it kind of reflects the real impact that it has on this woman's life. It's a really, really good three-part drama, and if you can get through it, well worth listening to. Okay, so I hope you all keep listening to Indie AF. It's a wonderful podcast. And thank you very much for having me. I'm Ella Watts. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEJWatts, where I recommend audio dramas quite a lot. And I also talk about audio drama events and workshops and panels, and occasionally the things that I'm making too. Most recently, you can find a little hope punk audio drama that I wrote and directed called Gardens for Monkey Tales. So if you search Monkey Tales in your podcatcher of choice, you can find Gardens there. I hope you all have a lovely, lovely time listening. Goodbye.
Woo-hoo. Here's Katie Bailey of many groovy shows mentioned herein. Enjoy.
Woo-hoo. Hello, hello. These are my top five audio fiction recommendations. The first one is The Adventures of the Forget-Me-Nots, which I'll admit, shameless self-plug, I am the creator, one of the writers, and a voice actress on this show. Number two is The Adventures of Tarzan. Number three is Korra. Number four is Radio Outcast. And number five is A Dragon Tamer's Fable. All of these shows are written and produced by some really lovely people, so I hope you give them a shot.
Here's Kareem Crumfley, voice actor extraordinaire.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. It's Kareem. You've asked for five audio dramas on my absolute listen list. And since you've had a few of these already, you've gone through all my faves. Well, all the early, all the latest faves, the big ones. So, I'm going to give you five unsung audio dramas, or maybe lesser known ones, that need a bit of love. First off, Tin Can by David Devereaux when he was first starting out. Simply incredible how talented and how good this sounded right from the get-go. I mean, I know David has a lot of experience in music and other things, but his acting talent and his ability to weave a story through the various episodes of the show just sang out to me, and I was really, really appreciative of the show. It doesn't get enough love, even though he produces so much other stuff these days. If you like sci-fi or just like a good story, have a listen to Dave Devereaux's Tin Can. Secondarily, Inhale. Superhero kind of story. It really got me. It was a different kind of superhero. Lots of, how can I put it? Interesting story ideas and different things. This is from Rick Coase Productions. I really enjoyed it. Next up, Mars Corps. Comedy. There was one season, and there's another one in production. I know we've been waiting a while. Maximilian was letting me know the other day that the second season is in production, and they're just about getting this stuff ready. Fourth show is The Byron Chronicles. Now, this one, I put my hand up. I'm in this occasionally as various different characters over the years. But this was David Ault breaking his way into the audio. Well, not, I don't know if it was an early one, but Byron's been going for quite a while, and David is the eponymous Byron from The Chronicles. Produced by Eric Busby, and it's an urban fantasy sci-fi kind of thing. Sci-fi. It's good. It's horror. I like it. It's just well worth a listen, and it's one of the great granddaddies of audio drama. It's because I'm all these quite old. Or old, but still, some of them still running. Byron is still running. They just released another episode today, in fact, I think. So. And finally, one from the Wondery Network was Sight Unseen. Another really interesting drama where the female protagonist starts out having gone blind, I think, for a car accident. And there's all kinds of shenanigans going on. Sadly, it died after a few episodes, I think, so at the end of the first season, and didn't get picked up. But I think the first few episodes are well worth a listen. You might recognise Martin Jarvis as one of the voices. It's worth a listen. So, my five unsung audio dramas. Tin Can, absolute superb. Inhale, really interesting. Mars Corp, funny as heck. Byron Chronicles, granddaddy, excellent show. Heck, I'm in it. Yeah, I'm not going to do all the ones I'm in it, you know what I mean. And Sight Unseen. Go look them up, have a listen. I hope you enjoy them.
It's Emma Johanna Purinen of Rogue Maker. Great show. Go listen.
Hi. Hello, Sarah, and listeners of Indie AF. This is Emma Johanna Purinen. I'm the creator of the science fiction audio drama Rogue Maker, and I am here to give you my five picks for shows that I think need a lot more listeners because they're really freaking good. So, first up, we've got Midnight Burger. So, if you like Doctor Who, but you want like the American diner version of Doctor Who, this is the show for you. This is about a diner called Midnight Burger that reappears somewhere in time and space every 24 hours. The only thing that's constant is they open at 6. But along the way, they meet all sorts of aliens, monsters, strange dystopias, and just other weird characters. It's a lot of fun. Now, my next pick is called Tides. Tides is about Dr. Winifred Urys, who is a biologist who is stranded on this faraway moon of a gas giant. And she's trying to get back to her ship and crew. And as she's doing so, she's logging all the really neat alien creatures she meets on this moon that has, as you could guess from the title, very strong tides. So on Earth, you can have tides change by several meters over the course of the day. On this moon, Fawns, it changes by like 100 meters every tide cycle or something ridiculous like that. So there is a whole lot of life that has adapted to live in this specific environment. And like, I'm a scientist, and I just, listening to this show, I could just tell there's like this rabid love of really cool science and biology and astronomy, like permeating the entire fabric of the show, and that's why I think you should listen to it. So up next, I've got Breathing Space, Fading Frontier, which is a sci-fi western anthology that takes place in a future version of our own solar system. This is a pretty hard sci-fi show, and it's an anthology, which means it's all set in the same sort of fictional universe, but every episode has new characters and a new scenario, and this show goes from like pure western to horror to slice of life to like heist comedy. It's all over the place in the best way, and yet the universe still feels really consistent and cohesive. It's also often described as a gay unionist show, so if you're into that sort of thing, check out Breathing Space, Fading Frontier. Next up, we've got The Stench of Adventure, which is, if you like Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's Guide, you will absolutely love The Stench of Adventure. It's one of those shows that makes comedy just feel very kind and nice. Like, there's this strong emotional core to the show, and yet it's like funny as hell as you travel along with Stella and the members of the Starship Raccoon, which is an intergalactic trash collecting vessel, if that gives you any sense of what the show is like. The captain's a horse, so that's fun. Absolutely, you should check out The Stench of Adventure. And lest you think I only listen to sci-fi, the last show on my list, and this list has been in no particular order, but the last one I want to talk about today is Electromancy, which takes place at a school for magic in a sort of steampunkish environment. There's all sorts of different types of magic that is treated like science in universe. So there's electromancers who can shoot electricity. There's pyromancers who can use fire, cryomancers who can use ice, and then also psychomancers who can read your mind and things like that. And in this society, everyone who has magical ability has to go to this sort of school for the state, and they have to serve the state for a few years. So it starts small with just this core of students as our main characters, and you can just tell it's going to expand and expand and be about the political situation and the scary ramifications of having to use your magic to serve this empire. So that is my five picks for this week, in no particular order, just shows that I think are really freaking good and could use some more love. So why not give them a listen? Thank you. Woo-hoo!
Here's a lovely Francesca Milord Ford of Pilgrimage Saga. It's very hard to say. You try it. The Pilgrimage Saga and H.G. Wells' Regrets with a groovy top five. Woo-hoo!
Hi, this is Francesca, creator of The Pilgrimage Saga and writer/producer on H.G. Wells' House of Regrets. Go and check this out, by the way. I'm here to give you some recommendations for my favourite indie audio dramas. So, I've tried to pick some shows for this that aren't as well known because I really want to give some of the indie fiction gang a shout out. They're all mostly different vibes, so there's something for everyone. Okay, so first up is Gay Future, which is one of the funniest shows I have ever listened to. It's supposed to be based on a manuscript found in an American politician Mike Pence's attic and depicts a future 2062 where everyone is, through the power of a demonic portal, gay. I know. Mikey, the only hetero in town, must harness the power of the straight voice, TM, if he wants to save the world. Honestly, it has to be experienced to be understood. Go and listen to it. My favourite bit is the one where the heroes journey to Lesbian Vale. It's fantastic. Next is Dreambound. I'll admit that I have a personal stake in this because I happen to be the creator's number one fan. Sina Breyer is literally the coolest person alive and I love her. This show is about Jessie, who is forced to play the latest new virtual reality game on the market as an adorable little girl, but finds himself trapped in the Matrix with no way out. This show has some really good and gorgeous world building, especially if you like gaming and RPGs. I don't know much about gaming, but I do like fantasy and elves and stuff, so this was a hit for me. Now I want to wax lyrical for a second about the After Disaster broadcast because this show has a special place in my heart. Sadly, it stopped airing at some point during season 2, and I'm not sure if I'll ever make more episodes, but I really hope they do. This wholesome post-apocalyptic story, yes, really, follows Jo as she makes new friends, records her radio show, and navigates being a survivor of a Yellowstone supervolcanic eruption. Listen, I love science, I love nerds, I love volcanoes. This one was obviously going to be a massive win in my book. And if you took a GCSE in geography and want a disaster bisexual as your protagonist, then you're going to love it too. Next, this is a shout out for Arca 45672. Arca does something particularly special with their surround sound. They've made it so it sounds like you're hearing everything at a full 360 degree range. Isn't that cool? This show is about a group of explorers who are tasked with making friends with an alien species called the Manu on a distant planet. There is much more to their mission than first meets the eye. Arca is so touching and the sound design is just beautiful. Like, it's a work of art. It's like having the Mona Lisa painted into your ears, if that makes sense, which I know it doesn't. Finally, who would I be if I did not recommend Victoriosity? I know this show is a little better known than some, but few can match the unparalleled and delightful weirdness of a steampunk, semi-Victorian, even greater London. In a world where Victorian tech has spiraled far beyond human control, and where Queen Victoria has turned into a cyborg and absorbed her dead husband, Inspector Fleet and Clara Entwistle must team up to solve a murder. This is another one that you have to experience to understand. Just go and listen to it. You hear me? That is an order. I got a little bit carried away with here, but I hope you enjoyed that, and thank you so much for this fab show, Sarah. Love you guys. Mwah.
Here's Marty Anderson of many, many groovy shows and more. Enjoy. Oi.
Limiting the list to 5 shows is painfully difficult. However, I'll start at the beginning with Jim French's Imagination Theater. This production company was my gateway to the appreciation of the nostalgic style of storytelling and led into my complete, absolute adoration of audio drama. They hooked me with their long history of broadcasts on local radio that paired them with the classic shows, Suspense, Twilight Zone, Our Miss Brooks, all of them fabulous. Jim French gave us Detective Harry Nile and the entire catalog of Sherlock Holmes stories. Amelia Project. I'm forever fangirling over this show. It's always interesting, witty, layered, and surprising. The music and promo art are consistently fantastic. Episodes arrive in various styles and genres, which always keeps you jumping and keeps things interesting. Character backstories kind of tickle and satisfy a temporary measure of curiosity, but they open the door for further exploration and typically create more questions. The core characters and the clients whose presence explodes into the office or offsite venues inhabit such a natural place in the ongoing stories. The creators are so successful in telling the stories in a way that they build a visual in an audio medium. Amelia Project also serves as a conduit to other shows, as they are extremely generous with shoutouts for other shows they find interesting, and I've got to say, they've never steered me wrong. Cascadia by 911 Podcast Productions. It was great to see how guys new to podcasting pulled this first season together, even if only for a bite-sized 5 episodes. There's lots of suspense, intrigue, and thoughtful details tucked in, and I'm very much looking forward to season 2. If you pay close attention, and if your ears can maybe squint, my voice can be heard as the Alexandria submarine, which only serves to fuel and indulge my Majel Barrett goals. Oz9! What a strange adventure! The creators embrace complete absurdity and hurdle the listeners through one hilarious episode after another. Plus, I am always a sucker for including a mime in an audio drama episode. And wrapping it up for this list is Horror Shop Radio. This is an entertaining anthology series for when you're in a specific mood. Sometimes you just want to listen to a horror story. It has been a pleasure as a listener, and also pleasure to lend my voice to several episodes of this show. I'd also like to send a thank you to all the creators out there for inviting us into your worlds and making your stories part of our lives. There is a podcast, there is a story that can sync with whatever moment in your life you're in. Whether you're commuting to work, whether you're running errands, doing housework, doing yard work, relaxing after a long day, there's always a podcast that fits. These are just, you know, 5 of them that have entertained me. So thank you very much.
Woo-hoo! He's a wondrous Randy Parker, writer, producer of Audio Grooviness with his top 5.
Hello, everyone. This is Randy Parker, sometimes creator and always fan of audio theater, with my top 5 fiction podcast recommendations. Number 1. We're Alive, from the legendary Casey Wayland. This epic 4-season zombie apocalypse thriller is to audio drama what The Walking Dead is to TV. Casey's style of audio theater, which he calls theater for the mind, is an inspiring and iconic example of what audio theater can achieve. You can hear Casey right here with Sarah on episodes 3 and 4 of IndieAF. At number 2, Nearly Anything, from the incomparable Lauren Shippen. My personal favorites are The Bright Sessions, about the supernaturally atypical patients of a mysterious psychotherapist, and Passenger List, starring Kelly Marie Tran as a college student who untangles the conspiracy theories around a tragic plane crash that killed her brother. Lauren appeared on IndieAF on episodes 11 and 12. My 3rd pick, The Patron Saint of Suicides, written by Alex Dolan and produced by Audio HM Media. The mystery, about a rash of suspicious deaths on the train tracks of Oakland, perfectly captures the ambiance of the San Francisco Bay Area and the emotional anguish of tragedy. At number 4, The Oyster is a beautifully written character drama set in the aftermath of an environmental collapse that has forced humanity to live underground. The devastating story has a sterling cast led by Logan Browning and top-notch sound design. At number 5, told mostly in found footage format, The White Vault is a creepy suspense thriller with supernatural mysteries, immersive sound design, diverse characters, and an international cast. As a bonus, in special episodes, the creators at Fool and Scholar Productions provide tons of fun behind-the-scenes insights into the making of the podcast. My honorable mention goes to Q-Code, whose audio dramas I excluded from this list to focus on smaller independent podcasts. That said, I'd highly recommend most of Q-Code's productions for their gripping stories, all-star cast, and polished sound design. You can find a longer list of my top audio drama recommendations on my blog at emusements.com. About every month or two, I add more recommendations. Thank you, Sarah Golding, for letting me share my top five audio dramas on NDAF.
Whoops, woohoo! What did we do? We shared pod AF highlights with you.
Oi! Well, hey folks, if that doesn't keep you busy for 5 minutes, I don't know what will. Please do ping me your top five audio picks for our next season in production right now. I'm so excited about the people I'm talking to. And tell us why you love those shows and if you can do that all in 1 to 5 minutes. And of course, shout out your own show and any social media links to you so other folks can find you hourly. We're winning. Send that to quirkyvoices@gmail.com. Because, yeah, season 2 interviews, there's at least 20 of them coming up. And, well, I need 20 more folks to ping your favourite audio fiction top 5. And, of course, do ping me any groovy trailers for the shows you're making, too. I'd love to pop those on our show free of charge. Although, you know, if you want to ping me a Mars bar or throw some pennies at my Ko-Fi or join my Patreon for exclusive interviews, then do. All details on the show notes, you lucky things. Now, there is just one more episode to the season for next week. It's a gentle one to end the season. Some quiet Sarah-like reflection and thoughts from me on, well, lots of things. Just wait and see. So please do share this episode, especially so folks can find new shows of audio love and joy and celebrate the folks that shared theirs. Thank you so much for listening. Do let me know who else you'd love to hear from next, or topics to discuss, or panels you'd love me to collate for some powerful, inspiring discussion of audio fiction's grooviness, or just chat on Twitter and let me know you've enjoyed the season and share it amongst your creative pals. Happy creating, folks, and happy listening all. Much love and hugs and huzzas from me, Sarah Golding. Hello. Bye-bye.